This is the 5-minute focus for September 22nd, 2022. And this is a humble podcast host feeling very validated in what I've been saying about the Mockingbird Media.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus is like getting a sneak look through the corner of the window into the boss's office, except I ain't the boss and you ain't the employees. We're in this together. What's coming up in the next couple hours of podcasting? It's also an opportunity to help the show thrive by simply using the share button on the podcast app or however you listen and sharing it with friends. Hour number one today, I'm going to ask your help with something. Years ago, I had what amounted eventually to a $15,000 offer to have anyone who ran a gender clinic come into my radio studio and debate me on the topic of gender treatment for children. No one took me up on that. So I'm going to make it easier. I'm lowering the money because now I'm an independent podcaster. And economic times are hard. It's only a $5,000 bounty, okay? But it's a legally binding offer for anyone in so-called transgender medicine, an MD, a PhD, or a therapist, to come onto my program and have a one-hour good faith debate. And here's the topic. Saying assigned human at birth has as much scientific backing as saying assigned female at birth. Because I'm really tired of this debate being treated as anything other than the clown show that it is. This is about a man in Ontario, Canada, who wears cartoonishly large fake prosthetic breasts that are the size of probably three large summer watermelons.
This is woman costume. This is not even an exhibition of someone who identifies as a woman. I don't know any woman who would go around like this in fake breath.
But he's a teacher. And he gets to carry out this sexual fantasy in a classroom. And this is two women in England screaming at people at a rally called Let Women Speak. One of them works for the UK government and identifies herself as a journalist.
Oh, you're raising a little fascist. Oh, you're getting your pee on it. Wow. You fucking fascist.
Wow. You're not a feminist. You're a fascist.
You think that's a good idea to raise a child who believes it's
so
filth?
To
raise a child who doesn't accept trans people. It's 2022. You're disgusting.
It's a very tiny little baby on dad's shoulders. So I'm going to ask your help. I'll make the case that saying assigned human at birth has as much scientific backing as saying assigned female or male at birth. And I'm going to ask you to help me find someone from that so-called profession to come on for a good faith debate for 1 hour. Hour number two, I am feeling very justified in what I've been talking about with the Mockingbird Media. There is was a $500,000, $500,000 bounty on the heads of your loved ones if they were ever found to have COVID or made it seem like they had COVID. Daniel Horowitz, who's banned from Twitter, by the way, but not for long if the Supreme Court gets involved, he detailed that. And responding to what the media has not done is none other than the former CEO of Sky TV and ITV in the BBC.
I'm ashamed and I would apologize to everybody about the way the media have behaved over all this. I was the boss of Sky News at one time and ITV. And I've sat at home angry and frustrated at the way they're behaving. But it can't be accidental.
he says it can't be accidental. They're controlled. They can't speak the truth about the injection injuries and deaths. Though there are people beginning to speak out because they know they have to get on the right side of this. Paul Offit is an FDA advisor, and he's speaking out, and courtesy and great thanks to NBC 10 in Chicago.
But Dr. Paul Offit, a renowned vaccine expert at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who is also on the FDA's 21-member vaccine advisory committee, is telling people who may want the shot to wait until there's more information from the drug companies.
Right now, they're saying that we should trust mouse data, and I don't think that should ever be true. I don't think you should ever ask tens of millions of people to get a vaccine based on mouse data.
And yet, it's not just COVID, where we have a non-free media, a controlled media. It's not that. Scott Pelley asked the figurehead about inflation, but...
As you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch.
An inch. An inch. But they've never mentioned the invention, the conjuring of $360 billion twice under cover of COVID being given to mobbed up entities illegally, quite illegally, expressly illegal. But they've never mentioned that. They can't. That's a banned topic. Major Garrett, CBS, formerly with Fox News, has written a book about that word, democracy, by which he means our republic.
Literally, the first page of the book, you use the phrase American Civil War. Mm-hmm. You go on to write that in the upcoming election in November and in 2024, trust itself is going to be tested. Democracy no longer suffers from a lack of participatory energy. It suffers from a lack of respect, allegiance, knowledge, humanity, and most of all, trust. How dangerous is the moment that we are in?
It feels more dangerous, Margaret, than any I've encountered in covering politics at the national level since 1990.
And Major Garrett's solution to this is to tell people who doubt the election that they're idiots. Well, he says it politely, as an effete, learned man. His solution is to not turn inward to journalism to say, hey, why don't we do a report on what actually happened at 4:30 in the morning when all five states pretended to stop counting? No. So we'll talk about that in the second hour. This is the 5-Minute Focus. Please do share it with friends. And I mean it. That was 8 minutes. Boom. On the dot. How about if we all try to spend today at least 24 minutes in prayer? That would be a minimum. I'm counting myself in that.